Hey, it's me, Brittany Elizabeth Murray, and you are about to walk in my shoes for a little bit, so just sit back and relax and try not to be too entangled because it's about to get real. This here is my diary, and I'm allowing you into my innermost thoughts as I seek clarity from my creator, my source, my finisher, my everything, and from my past and from me. Whew! It's kind of funny how you get this most profound, prolific idea in your soul and then you write about it, which was episode 3 called Blasphemy. I wrote a poem called Blasphemy, and I am actually walking the talk right now. I wrote this poem and I'm talking about how awesome, you know, mankind really is at our core and what God really wants for us and what he intended for us, and how if we don't see ourselves right, then that is actually blasphemous. Well, guess what? He's making me walk the talk. So, friend, just sit back and relax and welcome to my diary. It's crazy how history repeats itself. Today, I found myself at Northwestern High School in the year 2005, I believe. Maybe. All while just standing in my daughter's classroom, or at the door of my daughter's classroom, I found myself in 2005 at Northwestern High School. And the particular event that I was standing in was Spirit Week. And that particular day in 2005 was called Revenge of the Nerds. You remember that? Well, I'm standing in this event in 2005 at Northwestern High School during Spirit Week on Revenge of the Nerds Day, fully dressed as a nerd. Tape on my glasses in the middle, possibly a pocket protector, high water pants, more so a Steve Urkel than a nerd. How about that? Just the stereotypical imagery of a nerd. And there were a few other people that decided to participate in this particular event. However, they were mostly freshmen. And I had no idea that only freshmen participated in this particular event. Now, crazy Trojan Day, you know, pretty much every single class participated. But something like Revenge of the Nerds, only the bravest of brave participate, or you were a freshman and naive and ignorant and did not know any better, that was completely uncool and you should not do that, and you will be dogged and drugged by upperclassmen. Yeah. So today, as I'm standing in 2005 mentally, physically, I'm standing in 2019, and the particular event is Dr. Seuss Week, and it's Wacky Tacky Day, and I'm looking at my daughter while mentally in 2005, but physically in 2019, in her Wacky Tacky clothes, shimmer and shine light up shoes, which we love. Purple and black and white plaid pajama shorts, navy blue and purple striped shirt, and I believe a unicorn princess something or another colorful yellow and rainbow nightgown with that's on top of the shirt with a unicorn headband and four ponytails with such a bashful disposition, looking at everybody in her classroom who looked normal, who did not participate in Wacky Tacky Day. And seeing her bashfulness and her right leg kind of bent at the knee, and she's kind of swaying back and forth, like clutching her hands in front of her, I see myself. I see this 14-year-old ninth grader with two ponytails, glasses with the tape on them, high water khaki pants, suspenders, white shirt, black band marching shoes. That's all I can remember. Possibly a pocket protector. And I see her in the bathroom crying hysterically after walking down the, I don't even know what we called it. It's like the breezeway in front of the cafeteria. And some, honestly, some trifling looking upperclassmen who probably ain't had not a pot to piss in, pointing and laughing and corralling and making jokes. Probably because they didn't have the bravery to do what she had done or to do what I had done. I don't really know what the reasoning was. Maybe it was legit funny, you know? I mean, that sight is quite funny. The thing is, unlike my daughter, who stood bashfully looking at her classmates before she took her seat and started her morning work, I ran to the bathroom and cried hysterically and found a way to call home to get an extra change of clothes. I didn't face the day. I didn't take the laughing as a legit part of my costume, and it's funny. I took it as a personal insult, as if I were really what I was portraying. Which technically isn't a bad thing, but somewhere, somehow, something hurt me that marred me and made me feel like I was less than or not good enough or unworthy when I saw the fingers pointing and the laughter happening. That should not have knocked me off my rocker, but it did. I don't really know where or what or how or who happened to me. But what I can say is I'm still sitting there, and it's not at Northwestern High School in 2015 during Spirit Week on Revenge of the Nerds Day. It's way further back. But I'm still sitting there. I never got up. Nobody ever picked me up. And I am distraught. But I don't know where I am. And I'm trying to find that place, because I want to heal. I can tell you this. I had a temptation today to grab my daughter up when I saw her looking bashfully at her class before taking her seat and starting her morning work. I had a temptation to grab her and to get her extra change of clothes out of her backpack and escort her to the restroom and change her so that she could be comfortable. But it wasn't she that I was looking to make comfortable. It was me. I was so embarrassed for her because I was embarrassed still sitting or standing in the bathroom at Northwestern High School crying because somebody laughed at me when I didn't understand what was funny. And looking back, the imagery is funny and it's okay, but something triggered me through that laughter that made me feel like something was wrong with me and that I couldn't see it. Like I had a big old, I don't know, a big mark on my face, or a big old piece of spinach in between my teeth, or a booger just sitting in my nose, or I don't know, like something that I could not see that everybody else could see. My daughter is brave. She took on the day. She had fun. She engaged with her classmates in Wacky Tacky Day. She made Wacky Tacky crafts. She sang Wacky Tacky songs. She had a wonderful lunch, a beautiful snack time. And she was thoroughly excited to see me and tell me all about it. She's braver than me. But she wouldn't be as brave as she is if it weren't for me. And I'm taking this time to verbally write this diary entry, if you will, to tell myself that I'm healing, I'm growing, I am better than I used to be. And I'm going to be even better because God wants to heal me. He's exposing me to me so that I can be healed, so that I can be better, so I don't have to walk in brokenness, so I can truly do things for Him, for His glory, for His kingdom, without wanting recognition or affirmation. I can say to myself and the thing that I'm doing, and she said it was good, just like God says in Genesis when He created. John Piper is one of my favorite pastor people, speakers, writers. And he was saying in one of his messages that he wanted stated on there, Savior magnified, soul satisfied. And I wrote that down on my whiteboard in my office. I had it up there probably for the past 2 weeks. I just erased it and changed it to something else, which is probably the cover photo for this diary, if you will. But I want to live a life like that, where I am a hedonist, where I take heed to the word of God, I apply it, and I really want to be able to do the great works that God has set before me, in spirit and in truth. And let's see. I don't want to, and I mean this in all honesty, I am not there yet, but I don't want to feel like I should receive something for the great works that God has allowed me to do. I want it to be a complete honor just to be able to do the great work, whatever that is. I know that my Heavenly Father will supply all my needs. I know that I will have what I need. I understand that God supplies for the demand that He has on your life. So I'm not talking about selling it all and just, you know, going to be a missionary, if you will, or living a life of poverty and thinking that's sanctification. That's not what I'm saying. I like things, and God knows that I like things, and He blesses me according to what He wants to bless me with. But I don't want to chase after anything that's money, that's fame, that's status, that's recognition, affirmation. I want to be satisfied in Him and truly grateful to be able to do the thing that he's allowed me to do, whether it's writing books or creating films or making cartoons, or I don't know. I want to be satisfied in the fact that I can do that, and that it transforms hearts, that it transforms souls to be closer to God, to get to know God, to come into intimacy with God, come into relationship with God, or to just completely align with God. Life has many different seasons and stages. I really want to get to that point, and I'm not there yet. Today was a beautiful example of showing me that I have a lot more healing to do, but it was a great thing because God is exposing me, which lets me know that he wants to heal me and that he has great works for me. I can't be a broken individual and do great things for him, because I will never do great things for him. I will always do great things for myself. You know, in the name of others letting me know how great I am. That's not what I want. That's where my heart is right now, though. But that's not what I want. My deep desire is to be completely satisfied in him. Full and satisfied. Like, child. Anyhow, diary, thank you for being here, being inanimate, even though you are not a physical journal that I am writing in. Thank you for just allowing me to speak to you. I think that we like to speak to or write to inanimate objects because we know they're not going to talk back to us. And we think that it's simply crazy and idiotic to talk to ourselves. So we say that we are writing in our journal, or we're journaling, or doing some sort of diary work, when really you're just processing your own thoughts. You're talking to yourself. Yep. Well, I got to go. I am going to counseling right now to process even more. But I just found that very astonishing that I have been sitting at Northwestern High School in the bathroom crying all this time. But I thank God for it. And, I completely lost my thought. But I can always come back to you and write another entry, right? All right. Until next time, Brittany.